For 150 years, Children's National Hospital has provided exceptional care and groundbreaking research. Please donate today to give children and healthcare heroes a reason to believe this holiday season. Visit childrensnational.org/holiday.
At Jaguar Land Rover Tyson's Corner, Increase Business has created a unique opportunity for experienced auto technicians. Right now, they're offering a comprehensive compensation package, including up to $60 flat rate hours, exciting longevity bonuses, and more. Come work with an incredible team in their state-of-the-art brand new facility. Give them a call for your rate assessment at 877-396-6766 or visit them online at LandRoverTysonsCorner.com. At LandRoverTysonsCorner.com.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today will not be any different. Today, we're going to continue exposing Antifa grifters numero tres. It's more predatory behavior from your homeboy, Antifash Gordon, a.k.a. Christopher Exu. In fact, he's getting exposed by his own people. But first, I want to do a brief thing about the former Vice President Joe Biden's speech tonight. Aside from the fact that he was taking credit for Trump's accomplishments, and the fact that he's totally fucked up the copays for medicine. He's making shit more expensive. He's like, we're going to lower it. Well, why don't you just continue doing what Trump was doing? All you have to do, if I was Joe Biden, like, fine. If you're going to take credit for what Trump did, the good shit that Trump did, why don't you continue the good shit Trump did? Duh. How's about you condemn the riots? No. If you're going to condemn the riots, condemn all of them. Condemn them all. And, I mean, he went to talk about immigration. We need to stop, demonizing immigration. We need to stop this war on immigration. Which, you know what? At this point, I have this idea, a new business venture, that maybe you guys, someone out there listening, give me an idea, give me you know, invest in. Remember how Netflix used to send you DVDs? Like, you would make a list, and then you get a DVD, like, three at a time, usually, depending on what your level was. And, okay, you could keep it for as long as you want. You play it, and, you know, you watch it, then you send it back, you mail it back in its envelope. And that's what they, and, you know, you just kept rotating it. My idea is, do the same thing, but with Mexican bitches. You keep the Mexican bitch as far as long as you want. Once you get bored, you call ICE, and they deport her, and then you get another bitch from your list. We call it Mexibitch. And that we could also do the same thing with get ladyboys from Thailand for those who are into that. And yeah, we'll have levels. We'll have levels. Like the basic would be the $4.99, which would be the flat ass ones with the mullet, with the cap teeth. I don't know why the fuck they do that shit. That, you know, that look like freaking like really squatty, you know. And then when you get up there to like the Gabby Quinteros, the like porn star quality, that's like $24 a month. And so on and so forth, you know. So yeah, that was my whole idea. That was my business venture that I thought about during Joe Biden's speech. So we that was my attempt at humor. So I'm kidding, of course. I was like, oh, you know, you're talking about abuser. Like, shut up. All right. So let me share the screen here. For those of you that are listening on the audio stream on Spreaker, I have the chat going. If you guys want to leave a comment, let me know that you're there. Feel free. We got... So, yeah, let me share the screen here because Antifa, people in Antifa, are actually exposing Christopher Exu. There's further allegations, which is amazing. And, oh, by the way, in case you guys didn't know this, got the Team Puerto Rico jersey. Look. Bam. Team Puerto Rico jersey going, man. Yes. I'm ready for June. I am ready for June. So, let me share my screen here because I'm going to go through this. Because I'm going to continue exposing Antifa. But here it is. This is from a blog called antifashgordon.notblogs.org. Antifash Gordon's abuse. Anti-abusers not welcome here. A statement of separation from Antifash Gordon. This is people, members of Antifa, that are exposing Chris's abuses. It is beautiful, but I want this to be known. He is not the first, and he is not the last. And I hope this is a movement of them cleaning up their own house. Clean up your own house. Go ahead. Eat yourselves alive. Go ahead. Have fun. I will help you any which way you want in exposing these asshats and bringing their stuff to light and help you recognize more of their ilk. Because usually it's the ones that scream the loudest, like, oh, racist, you're Nazis, you're this, you're that, you're rapist, you're that. Those are the ones that are usually doing that themselves. People usually accuse others of what they are themselves. Oh, shit, let me open up I'll do that later. I'll open up the phone lines later. So, as I see people, anybody's chatting. Abusers not welcome here, a statement of separation from Antifaz Gordon. This statement is intended to describe behavior enacted by the individual known in the U.S. and Canada anti-fascist community as Antifaz Gordon, AFG, a.k.a. Christopher Exu. Every time they say AFG or Antifaz Gordon, I'm just going to call him by his government name, Christopher Exu, because he likes to dox everyone. He likes to dox everyone. So I don't believe he deserves any anonymity. I don't know why they're showing him that much respect. I would have given him the same medicine he gave others. I would be giving out his address. I would be putting it all out there. The behavior occurred primarily on the internet, but includes in-person interactions as well. In addition to the incidents described here, we have received other detailed, reliable accounts of his abusive behavior, and we absolutely believe these accounts. We are now adding our statement to the growing body of evidence of harm and risk that Christopher Exu leaves in his wake. Over the course of several months, accounts of Christopher Exu's behavior have been investigated and vetted to the best abilities of the authors of this statement. We are a small group of anti-fascist researchers who are concerned about the harms that Christopher Exu has committed against anti-fascists and anarchists, including the impact of his particular style of activism. This is the thing that kills me. They could see that what he does is dangerous, but it's okay when he's doing it to innocent people from the right, which has by many experts shows that they don't stop believing what they believe. They're not like, oh my God, I'm no longer on the right, I'm no longer Republican, I've seen the light. No, they dig deeper, and now they are justified, like, oh, look, you made me a victim. Now I'm gonna dig in. I'm going to dig my heels into the dirt. Like basically what they did to me. They wrote an article about me, and in hopes of scaring me off. And what did I do? I just started writing articles about them. I started exposing shit like this. That's what I started to do. That's what I did. That's what I started to do. You did not scare me off. All you did was piss me off. You can't call me a Nazi, because I'm not one. I can't be one. Like, hello, boom. I'm a proud Puerto Rican. I'm not trying to be white. I'm not trying to be a token. You can't use that same shaming tactics on me, because I'll just laugh in your stupid face and keep doing it and keep exposing you and fucking spit in your goddamn face. You could put my real name out there. Fuck you. Everyone knows who my real name is. I'm proud of my name. I just go by Louis B because it's fucking easier for everybody. Not like I was really hiding, but besides that, but this fucking doxing, it does not work. You make it dangerous for your own people, because there's going to be, I mean, there's some people out there that are not going to be right in the head. They're not going to take this lying down, and you're probably going to put your comrades in danger because they're probably going to do some, there's probably somebody. I mean, statistically speaking, not that I know of anyone personally, but statistically speaking, there's probably going to be someone that's going to be like, oh, you have exposed me. Now it's time to kill somebody. Like, you got to be, yeah, like, you're creating real racists. You're creating people. You're certain weak-minded people are going to be like, no matter what I do, I'm a racist. No matter what I say, no matter what's in my heart, I'm still going to be a racist because of the color of my skin and because I believe in conservative ideals and conservative government with a conservative, being a fiscal conservative. I'm a racist because of, then fuck it then. Like that old Eminem song. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? You're going to create the monsters that you cry about. I mean, I don't know if that's what you want. That's probably, like, I had Gabe Brown on me. He's like, that's basically what they do want. So that way they could justify trying to freaking grift people out of money. Beg people for donations. That's basically what you're trying to do. In fact, hold on, let me open up the... Okay, Google Voice. Just in case anybody wants to call in, let me open up the Google Voice number. Got people listening right now. So, all right, got the Google Voice going. And what's this? All right. So, all right, got the Google Voice open. The number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. So, let me get back to this article here. Oops, let me share my screeny. Share my screen. Boom. Described here, we received other detailed, credible statements of his abusive behavior, and we absolutely believe these accounts. We are now adding these statements to the growing body of evidence of harm of risk that Christopher Exu, anti-fascist Gordon, leaves in his wake. Over the course of several months, the accounts of Chris's behavior have been investigated and vetted to the best abilities of our authors of this statement. We are a small group of anti-fascist researchers who are concerned about the harms Chris has committed against anti-fascists and anarchists, including the impact of his particular style of activism. A number of contributors have personal experience working with Chris, and some have been already harmed by his behavior. We recognize that many readers will want to personally review the evidence of Chris's behavior, including receipts. We hope you will understand that in most cases, we cannot share screenshots, personal details, etc., out of concern of his victims' safety and privacy, centering the concern that Chris may retaliate through doxing or smearing those he believes are contributors to the statement. Additionally, we are reluctant to publicly circulate sensitive information about community relationships which could draw scrutiny from white nationalists and law enforcement. Okay, first of all, if what you're doing is legal, why are you so worried about law enforcement? And what can these real white supremacists do with this information? Real white supremacists wouldn't give a shit about this. They wouldn't give a shit about this. Money bet. They could give a fuck. They could give no types of fucks. Law enforcement, hey, well, probably law enforcement because you are doing something fucked up. I'm not even talking about this whole Christopher Exu thing. Oops, let me get back here. Yeah? I'm not even talking about this whole Christopher Exu thing right now and this internal bullshit that's going on. I mean, it's an interest to me because it shows, it really proves their level of predatory behavior.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Behavior and how they act towards even with themselves, because it's not about creating equality. It's not about creating any type of harmony. Or bringing about some Marxist utopia. No, it is about power. It is about control. It is about controlling others. It is about taking away someone else's agency. That is what this is about. That is what Antifa is about. They are not about individuality. They're not about freedom. They're not. They're about taking away your agency and freaking being a little freaking mindless collectivist. That is like, I'm silly. I will follow. Bunch of followers. Which is why they all parrot the same fucking sound bites all the time, which is why a lot of times when it's conservative against Antifa, like, they get shut down easily, because we have the luxury of being able to think for ourselves, and we have to use our brains. They don't have to. They freaking get a nice fucking pamphlet. It's like, oh, how am I a victim today? Oh, critical race theory. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I'm going to be talking about critical race theory soon. In future episodes, I am going to expose critical race theory. Because the more I look at it, it's like, that shit doesn't help me in the least. But more on that later. Back to this article here. We're going to go back to the article. All right. Introduction. During and prior to his rise to social media semi-prominence, leftist and anti-fascist online spaces, the person behind the Twitter persona at Antifash Gordon demonstrated patterns of abusive, reckless, harmful, and otherwise unprincipled behavior. Isn't that basically Antifa? Aren't they all unprincipled? Aren't they all reckless? Aren't they all harmful? I mean, they're willing to freaking break down other people's shit. Just attack other people's shit. Making themselves the enemy. Like, honestly, if Antifa was really about helping people, helping, bringing about any type of utopia, they would be out there like Scott Pressler cleaning up shit. They would be out there with freaking doing clothing drives, doing food drives, teaching people about freeganism, rescuing food from dumpsters that grocery stores throw out, and donating it, like creating their own food banks and actually doing shit, not like building shit, destroying. But that's all they do is destroy, because they're harmful. They are a plague. They are a pox on this society. Anyways, back to this. behaviors that are not aligned with anti-fascist and anarchist values. When we speak of anti-fascist and anarchist anarchist values, we are referring to the commitment to anti-racism, anti-racism, feminism, anti-capitalism, which honestly they use all the time. They love capitalism. Don't let that shit fool you. They love capitalism. Whatever they can use to make money, oh my God, they'll use it. They, capitalism. Stop with that fucking, like, honestly, just be honest. It's just annoying that they're so dishonest. Opposition to all forms of bigotry, isn't that, okay. And refusal to collaborate with the state or with the police. Bullshit. Especially after the riots. Bullshit. After the January 6th, a march on the Capitol. Bullshit. They will work with the police. If it means getting people arrested, they will talk to the police. Bullshit. Horse hockey. Horse hockey. That's all I could say. So, back to this. Chris embedded himself in anti-fascist research communities and open source intelligence workspaces, and within these networks employed a series of abusive tactics against people more vulnerable than himself. With almost 57,000 followers, his Twitter account is significantly larger than most of the anti-fascist accounts he interacts with, making it difficult for accounts with only a few hundred or even a few thousand followers to speak out about his behavior. Mm-hmm. Anti-fascist Gordon, or Chris, has explicitly advocated for the mainstreaming of anonymous anti-fascist research groups. Thank you for that, Chris. Honestly, go ahead. Go ahead. Freaking take it upon yourself and expose your own people. Go ahead, dude. A very happy to see friends like da 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 da. He starts naming people in this screenshot. Mainstreaming being part of the anti-fascist crew like New York City Antifa. Blah, 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 blah. All right. He also leveraged his online clout and reputation as a legitimate anti-fascist for his own professional gain. This is discussed at length in the recent Rolling Stone article in which Chris participated to promote his activities and the nonprofit organization he is now involved with. Like I said, they love capitalism. They love it. It's delicious. Capitalism is yummy. It is yummy. Like, I don't even know, they talk shit about capitalism all the time. I don't know what it is. Okay. My audio is off when I go to the article. Oh, shit. Okay. All right, so now I know what to do. I got to keep the fucking camera on me. All right, so I got to do this. All right, that's how I do it. Ugh. Wait, why is it doing? Okay. Oh, I could do that. Okay. Boom. All right. So, let's get to the article there. All right. As Chris made connections with various anti-fascist groups on Twitter and in person, he also sought professional and, per his own admission, others romantic romantic relationships with liberal journalists and writers. See, this is the thing that I've never done. I've never tried to use any position of power I ever had as a way to try to get pussy. It's like, because I just think that that's just a fucking, that's not what you're trying to do. That's not part of the mission. Like, it'd be nice if you meet someone that you align. If it happens naturally, it happens naturally. But it's like, oh, hi, I am such and such, and I do such and such. You want, look at me, I'm freaking, like, you know, I'm a alpha male because I do, like, no, shut the fuck up, bitch. Stop it. Stop it. So. It just, it's just fucking amazing. Just fucking amazing. So, we got, see if we got any more, Alright, we're gonna keep that secret. Alright. Alright, got you. We're gonna keep it secret. Alright. So, I don't know how well you could see this. Just let me know in the chat if you could see this article. If not, I'm reading it, so in case you can't. But you can read this article at antifashgordon.noblogs.org. That's antifashgordon.noblogs.org. And mind you, when this article came out, he hasn't tweeted. In fact, hold on, let me see. Let's go into Twitter. The twatters. Okay, let's go into twatters. Let's see. Cause he's been kind of quiet. April 9th. Oh, wait, here. Oh, snap, here. This just in. The allegations posted about me are largely based on the accounts of two people. I am open to criticism of my behavior, but I can't publicly respond without disclosing personal information about others involved. I'm not willing to do that ever to protect myself, even to protect myself. That's some face saving. That's how you say face. And, you know, 79 people like it because, you know, that stupid hero worship. I have no intention of ceasing to work on fighting fascism because it makes me money. Even though I say I hate capitalism, I will use it to enrich myself. I will continue to be open and willing to work with anyone who wants to fight that fight alongside me. You know what? Dude. Honestly, this statement, you're guilty. You're guilty. You practically admitted what this is true. You basically admitted what that says is true. You have... Also, I'm going to say this. Please don't attack anyone on my behalf. I'm sure there's plenty of people who don't know the details, sharing the allegations in good faith. Please be good to each other. Yeah, no, because he's going to attack them himself. He knows who's saying this, and he has a plan. He's going to do shit to them. He's just, mind you, something's going to happen to these people. And I hope they don't get scared. I hope he pisses them off to the point that they really start posting some real shit on him. Like, honestly, what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander. So anyways, back to this article here. So, AFG uses the network clout he has cultivated to create rewards for his inner circle. That sounds like capitalism. I like how these fucking communists, these socialists, these Marxists, they use capitalism. They just love the capitalism. They like to suck capitalist tits. They just love that shit. So AFG uses, rewards for his inner circle, much of which consists of women and people of marginalized genders and identities. He has also weaponized his clout in an effort to discourage various collectives from working with one another. Yeah, because it's control. That is the thing. It is control. Which, honestly, go ahead, because it's going to be your downfall. Because if you have centralize who you're leading, so now we know who to go after. We go after Antifash Gordon. It's Dunsky. It's Dunsky. If we get him fired from the university by suing the university for allowing him to use their tech, their resources to cyber stalk other people, because basically that's what they're so afraid of. They know he's a cyber stalker. That's how he got famous, is by basically cyber stalking other people. But because it was happening to people who are on the right, it was okay. It was funny. But now that the risk is him doing it to you, because he wants to keep whatever sense of control or any type of leadership, which to me is not a leader. Leaders do not rule by fear. Leaders rule by respect. Leaders rule by inspiring their people to do better. They inspire their people to become leaders themselves. You don't become strong by keeping everyone else weak. You become strong when you freaking help others to become strong, because then it's like a real collective, a bunch of badass motherfuckers that will go up against a threat. Because once you have a whole crew of badasses behind you, it makes light work of whatever challenges are there. So it's in your best interest to strengthen others, not try to have them be subservient to you, be afraid of you, and try to remain the big dog on the wall, the head communist in charge. The HCIC, the head commie in charge, the head comrade in charge, Hayok. Got a chat room. Braxton reacts. Harrow. Hello. Stay home. Okay. All right, whatever that means, telling me to stay home. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to stay home. I got shit to do. I got shit to do. I got important shit to do. Ain't nobody got time to stay home. So, back to this here. If you want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. I'm going to put in the chat room right now. There you go. If you want to be Billy Badass, I dare you. I dare you. So, we got back to this article here. Chris's large platform, large platform means that many see him as an authority on anti-fascism. Unfortunately, his patterns of abuse, manipulation, bad jacking—I don't know what that is—resource bombing—I don't know what that is—careerism—I don't know what that is—and poor commitment to operational security provide a false representation of what anti-fascism is to new people who may want to get involved. It also endangers those.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Already involved and makes the anti-fascist movement less safe for those who want to get involved for a legitimate reason. So basically, he's a boomer. So basically, Christopher Exu is a boomer. Because, I mean, that's what boomers do. You can't tell them shit. They think they know better than everybody. And they always end up fucking everybody else's shit. Because they're like, oh, I'm the leader. I'm the leader. Actually reminds me of this guy. And some people listening might remember who I'm talking about. Nico Haupt. He was in the 9/11 Truth Movement. Nico Haupt. He thought he was the father of the 9/11 Truth Movement. And he was just really some cracked out foolish one. And he would ended up doing like some like performance art, or if you want to call it performance art, at Ground Zero, just make like looking like a total ass. Making an ass out of himself and basically screwing us all up there at Ground Zero, because everyone then associated his antics with us, and it's like, no, I'm not going to be, why the fuck is he walking around with a fucking Hitler mustache? Why the fuck is he doing this? Why the fuck is he acting like a complete dickhead right here while we're trying to educate people on 9/11? Like normal human beings, like he's acting like a complete. They're having like performance fucking, like they're having like a little fucking retarded performance going on here. Basically, that's what Christopher Exu is. Basically, thinks he knows better than everybody else, and he just fucks everybody's shit up. So it's. Like, okay, where the fuck? Oh, man, my. Did my freaking mouse just die? My mouse just died. Holy crap. It's time for me to change the battery. Okay, there we go. So here, let me get back to the article here. Let me finish it up. All right, there we go. Yeah, OPSEC failures. In addition, in his interactions with others in the movement, Chris demonstrated a lack of commitment to the best practices of operation security and personal security. While OPSEC is a learning process and no method of online security can be perfect, Chris positions himself as an expert and authority on OPSEC. And open source intelligence, and is aware of best practices. His failure to adhere to them in movement work is another way in which he is a risk to our movement as a whole. Good. Thank you for pointing out your weaknesses. Thank you. But he's not the only one. Again, he's not going to, yes, I'm focusing on anti-fash Gordon, but he's not going to be the only one. He's not the only one that has basically jumped and got to get a position of leadership. Like, the leader of a bunch of slugs. How are you, like, we're a leader. I'm a leader in a bunch of slugs. I'm the most important slug. Like, okay, whatever. So, despite being celebrated and celebrated as knowledgeable about security, there have been multiple instances where Chris used insufficiently secure tools for public collaborations, posing a security risk to himself and anyone who collaborates with him. The use of unsecure tools is particularly concerning as Chris teaches inexperience in prospective anti-fascists to use them. Good. I guess Braxton Reacts doesn't want to call in. Okay. Like, honestly, like, he could have called in. I don't know. He's just like, stay home. Okay. Honestly, if anyone's going to comment, full thoughts, please. Can you help a brother out and put, like, full fucking thoughts? Because you're just putting, like, fucking phrases there, and it's just, it does not help at all. At all. Damn, I wish I was able to do the show earlier, but I had to watch the former vice president's speech. Like, Crowder calls him the former vice president. He doesn't call him the president. So disrespectful. So. Examples: anti-fascist activists who have never met Chris was connected to him by a professional colleague via Signal in 2018. Chris sent her unsolicited pictures of his face. Although they don't know each other, and she was never considered him a friend, the disclosure made her uncomfortable because people involved in this type of activism typically go out of their way not to share their face. Well, it's too late. It's already out there. His facial is already out there. Oh, well. So, hey, that's why they get so worried. So, hey, that should tell you something right there. One way to fight Antifa: take their picture, try to get their faces, and then put it out there. That's it. Burn them. Because we're not afraid of our faces out there. I'm not afraid of my faces out there. You know, they already know what the fuck I look like. So.
Oh, we're going to destroy. We're going to listen to Louis' freaking podcast and try to destroy the Proud Boys.
Like, suck my dick. You ain't gonna do shit. You can't do shit. Yeah. They Chris also divulged personal and very identifiable details about his real life activity and locations, as well as that of his roommates, romantic partners. Why the? Like, he's just bragging. He's just bragging. He kisses and tells. Like, yo, he's just a creep. He's just a creep. And you and Antifa has allowed this creep. And again, he's not the only creep. I'm going to be talking about Luis Marquez soon. Maybe in the next episode. He's a fucking creep. Like, why? Like, yeah. He probably tells him, like, yeah, no, she had a deep pussy. And, you know, like, telling this to somebody else. Like, yo, why the fuck do you want, why the fuck do I need this information, you creep? So, it was not clear to the activist whether his partners knew that he was sharing that information with her. After his various breakups, he recounted details about his relationship that made his past partners appear stupid or helpless. In one instance, Chris shared information about the organizing efforts of others, which claimed were very secret with people he did not know well. No one had asked him to share the information, nor was it needed to make his point. So, actually, that's really not important for this topic, but, you know, it just shows him he's an egotistical maniac. Again, this is not about getting anything, any real change. It is about freaking control. No, it's not done. What do you mean Crouch Hour Radio is done? What happened to Spencer Sunshine? I'm going to be talking about him soon. Jedi Lost, what's up? You know what? Miguel, why don't you call in? Call in. 347-927-6824. Okay? Call in. So, I know how much you don't like it when I discuss Antifa. So, but call in. We got. So before his identity, legal risks. Okay. All right. In 2020, Chris volunteered the information that he was being sued for defamation of a character by a white nationalist. Part of the lawsuit threatened to compel Chris to turn over his Twitter DMs, but he indicated that he was able to get the case dismissed with the help of a powerful attorneys and thousands of dollars, resources that are not available to everyone. To every anti-fascist crew he communicates with. Oh, so it got thrown out. Okay. Well, that's what he says. Okay. Entanglements with the law are always a risk for anti-fascists, which we attempt to mitigate by using strong OPSEC practices. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Careerism. Abusive behavior. Here we go. The authors of this document have communicated with multiple individuals who recounted incidents of abuse at the hands of AFG or anti-fascist coordinator, aka Christopher Exu. We have done our best to corroborate these stories by reviewing publicly available narratives and information, as well as conducting our own interviews and research. Why don't you just say investigation? Conducting their own investigation. Just use one word instead of two. I mean, come on. Economy of words, man. I'll call when I get home. Working now. You helping me pass the time right now. Aw. Okay. I'm helping. I like to help. And notice, I'm not like, I don't use my position to like get my dick sucked. I don't. Like, I'm in the position of power. I need my dick sucked. So anyways, Miguel, what'd you think? Boom. Look at that. Look. Oh, check this out. Look at that. Look. Bam. What you think of that? Team Puerto Rico all the way, son. Isla de Caribe. No, I'm just kidding. So let me stop. All right. Yeah, no, I'm just showing off my Team Puerto Rico baseball jersey. So it has my last name on the back. So, but yeah, no, I'm fancy schmancy, son. We also wish to acknowledge that one particular story of abuse described in a Medium post, which I read last week, by Chris's former roommate, was promoted by far-right operatives, including Andy Ngo and members of Light Upon Light. I don't know who that is. Chris has used the attention Light Upon Light and Andy Ngo gave to his former roommate's story of abuse to dismiss this and this also subsequent claims of abusive or other bad behavior, rather than addressing and taking responsibility for the claims themselves. Of course, and as I read in his Twitter, he was talking about, he was like, I'm not gonna talk about this because I'm worried about other people's security. No, you're not. You don't give a fuck. You're just trying to save face. Stop it. Take your medicine. Become a better person. And you know what? There's forgiveness on our side. See, that's the main problem with people like people in Antifa. They don't want to talk. And that's in their doctrine, to not talk, to not discuss. They don't believe in peace. They want a violent revolution. That's what they want. Not knowing that they're probably going to get their asses handed to them immediately. And not by people like me, by normal people that are not into politics, that don't want to be told what the fuck to do. Like, you tell a normal person, you're a racist, they'll probably just jab you in your fucking jaw for the disrespect. But hey, anyways. Rather than addressing and taking responsibility for his claims themselves, we adamantly and unreservedly condemn Light Upon Light and Andy Ngo. Why? Why do you condemn Andy Ngo? He's a gay person of color. Stop it. Nobody deserves to be attacked by the far right. They weren't attacking her. They were showing that he is abusive to his own people. They weren't attacking her. I'm not attacking her. Notice how I'm using her proper pronouns. Despite her being transgender, I'm using her her preferred pronouns. No one's attacking her. Stop fucking lying. Stop it. You're not victims. You got to remember, Antifa handed out pamphlets with my face on it, calling me a Nazi years ago. I'm no fan of theirs. Yeah, well, it's time to fight back. They wrote shit about me, too. Honestly, and honestly, the worst thing you could do is shrink back. No. They were talking shit about me, and you know, I've started writing more articles on them. I'm going to continue exposing them. I mean, it might be different with you because of your circumstances, which I'm going to keep shut for obvious reasons, because that's how you do proper operation security. So, but, you know, it's... With everything, the best security is light. The best disinfectant is sunlight. You freaking drag these fucking vampires into the sunlight and they get cooked by the UV rays of the right attention. This is why they wear masks, because they're fucking cowards. They are fucking cowards. You remove their masks, you forcefully remove their mask, and you drag their fucking vampiric asses into the sunlight. They're going to burn, and then they'll go away. Like, this is why they do sneak attacks, because they're pussies. Like, Antifa are a bunch of fucking pussies. Christopher Exu is a fucking pussy. Pussy, because he likes to hide and use his like little whatever perceived position of power to attack others. And again, he is not the only one. There, of course, there's Spencer Sunshine, there's Daryl Lamont Jenkins, there's Luis Marquez, and there's obviously more. And I'm gonna freaking find them all, and I'm gonna find them all. I'm gonna expose them. As some of you that have maybe listening to the show for the longest time, I'm not afraid of fucking exposing motherfuckers. I'm not afraid of freaking putting myself on the line to expose sons of bitches. I freaking had to deal with motherfuckers in the 9/11 truth movement fucking threatening to rape me. Literally calling me from a blocked number saying, "We're gonna fuck you in your ass, Louis." Like, wait, what? I mean, just punch me in my jaw. Like, god damn, why you gotta rape my ass? Calling me from a block number on like a fucking party line, like, "Oh shit, we're gonna fuck you up." Like, okay, let me get this straight. You motherfuckers call me blocked at 2 a.m. And there's like multiple people on the fucking party line, and you're trying to intimidate me because I'm exposing Luke Rakowski for stealing money. You guys could collectively suck my dick. You guys could like collectively take turns sucking my dick. Oh, whoa, why are you supposed? And you know what? A lot of those guys ended up apologizing to me. I'm not expecting to get an apology from them. I'm not demanding an apology. Just fucking learn. Just fucking learn from your mistakes. But here, let me go back to this article here. As I try to finish this, I'm gonna finish this fucking article. I'm not gonna, like, honestly, I think I'm gonna finish this with this cocksucker, freaking Christopher Exu. freaking finish it with him, because honestly, I mean, I've already dedicated 3 shows to this sumbitch. I want to get to Luis Marquez. So, by the way, I'm going to be moving the show to Friday nights because my schedule has changed and now I'm going to be a more effective warrior. I'm a warrior. No, so a more effective battle station. Oh, shit. The worst thing you could do for Louis B is give him a bunch of time. Give him time and opportunity and a desire to want to fuck your shit up. And yes, I have all 3. Chris exhibited abusive behavior towards multiple people with whom he had close relationships, including co-housing, professional, and romantic relationships. Of course, I mean, honestly, I've seen this before. Anybody that has any perceived position of power, they're abusive romantically to people. Mook! Yeah. Many occasions, I've seen it. I recognize it. Like, I mean, I don't know, man. This is why whenever I'm in charge of anything, I tell people, I'm not going to tell you to do something that I will not do myself. In fact, there are things that I would rather do myself than to put anybody else at risk. That is what leaders do. Leaders do not take advantage of others. Like I said before, leaders strengthen others. You rise together, you ride together, it makes it easier to take down the enemy. But you don't want to keep people subservient to you or relying on you for every little fucking thing. It's not efficient. So, let's see what's going. As well as friendships, examples of this abusive behavior include, but are not limited to, multiple instances of withdrawing affection and withholding communication, offering financial resources as gifts or mutual aid only to later demand repayment, attempting to isolate those close to him from others, violating personal boundaries, and gaslighting. Oh, what a lovely gentleman. Well, that's what leaders do. That's what Antifa leaders do. That's a sociopath. He's a sociopath. These results of these behaviors to his victims have been profound. In some cases, his targets still live with the intense fear of retribution should they speak out. Like I said, the best disinfectant is sunlight. You want to protect yourself? You scream loud. You expose him loud. And if he comes at you, I'm sorry, you're probably going to have to use the government to protect you. I know it's going to suck, but either way, what? Live in fear? Live in fear or use the tools that are available to you to properly protect yourselves? Like, duh. Like, don't give me a hole, man. Do not ever give me a hole, because I will exploit it and I will do it till you're fucking destroyed. And I will continue doing it. Every time you freaking grow back up, slam. That's it. Chris has a pattern of targeting those who are already in a vulnerable position, especially people who are financially vulnerable and people who struggle with mental illness. He also seems to target people of marginalized genders, especially those who are interested in anti-capitalism and anti-fascism by using capitalism. I like how anti-capitalists use capitalism to be capitalist. These circumstances allow Chris to establish control and create hierarchy around his various forms of power and privilege, not the least of which is that he is wealthy. In more than one case, he has encouraged his proteges or collaborators to become financially dependent on him, including relying on him for their housing. He then leveraged this to control their behavior. My house, my rules. That's abusive. Like, oh, if you don't do as I say, I'm going to kick you out. That's abusive. That's a form of mental abuse. Freaking stressing someone else out. Oh, if you don't do what I say, you're going to become homeless. I read 2 weeks ago from that young transgender person of color. He freaking held her stuff hostage. Held her birth certificate hostage. Like, what a dick. Just give her shit. Oh, well, you got to delete this. You got to do this, this, and that, and the other thing. Chris is very active on Twitter using his Anti-Fash Gordon account, often tweeting dozens of times a day. Many of his online interactions with people of marginalized genders could be interpreted as flirtatious. He has a record of using his clout in pursuit of romantic and sexual relationships on Twitter. This behavior from a well-known account that is ostensibly used to expose fascists could be described as predatory. No shit. This podcast has been deemed predatory. They should really change the name of that podcast. Chris, you should change it. Chris and Luis, you need to change the name of your podcast. This podcast has been deemed predatory. Fucking, this podcast has been deemed a rant. No, it's been deemed predatory. Shut up. Two predators and the victim. So, multiple people who spoke with us during the research for this document stated that they are afraid to speak out about Chris because of the protection his online clout affords him and the ease with which he has been able to dismiss his former roommate's account of abuse. Love and romance certainly occur in our movement, but pursuing romance and sex should not be the underlying motive of someone's behavior in movement spaces. Furthermore, the person with a history of abuse and a stated commitment to anarchist values should ideally hold themselves accountable for maltreatment of others rather than seeking romantic attention, both privately and publicly, under the guise of the movement of movement work. So, yeah, that is what they do. That is the type, like I was talking about earlier. That's what they do. They like to, See, if I met someone, it was organic. I wasn't going to try to use my position or my notoriety to try to get pussy. That shit's so fucking weak. It's weak. So, yeah. I mean, cause I've been around that. I've seen that a lot. Luke hangs out with the rightists now. Tim Pool is a centrist. I mean, he doesn't really hang out with the people on the right. I don't really see him with people on the right. He's usually hanging out with centrists. He's a libtard. In actuality, I mean, yeah, he was just into Ron Paul because of it. So because that was a cool thing at the time. But anyways, enough about him. I've exposed him many times over the years. I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. Manipulative behavior toward other anti-fascists. In addition to causing harm to those with whom he has close personal relationships, Chris has also attempted to pressure, smear, and manipulate others in the anti-fascist movement. As a favor to his friend, Chris asked a movement writer to delete some tweets from her private account. The writer pointed out that it was her private account, not his, and that the tweets accurately reflected opinion. He then accused her of endangering his friend by tweeting about his friend's cooperation with law enforcement. Since his friend had already stated openly that she worked with law enforcement, the writer again refused to delete her tweets. After multiple refusals, anti-fascist Gordon, or Chris, pressured the writer to write his colleagues to even her personal friends to persuade her to delete the tweets. The writer associated reported that Chris repeated his accusations against the writer to them, implied that the writer was part of a fascist smear campaign against him, and suggested that they didn't help put pressure on the writer to remove tweets that they were complicit in that campaign. Chris further suggested that if they continued to refuse his request, he would have no choice but to make the matter public. That sounds familiar. Louis, you know, you're COINTELPRO, you're COINTELPRO, because you're trying to hold us accountable. You're trying to hold us accountable, Louis. They don't want to be held accountable. Then you're COINTELPRO. You work with law enforcement. You're part of a smear campaign, a right-wing smear campaign. You're a fascist. Like, you weak-ass. Get that weak-ass shit out of here. That is some weak shit. So, honestly, what more can I say about this cocksucker? So basically it goes on with, like, we're no longer working with him, blah, blah, blah. These people, they signed it like, hey, we're no longer working with him. And he's not the only one. If they're going to do that, how's about they separate from Spencer Sunshine, Dialamont Jenkins? They get their funding from Nazis, from literal Nazis. The Ford Foundation was started by Nazis, and they get their money from them. So I am tired of hearing, like, oh, we're fighting fascists. Okay, no, but you get your money from fascists, right? It doesn't matter if they've changed, right? Because they're not allowed to change. Am I correct? Am I correct? But anyways, that's just a subject for future episodes. Again, I'm going to be going to Luis Marquez, Spencer Sunshine, Daryl Lamont Jenkins, and I'm going to be talking about critical race theory. But I'd like to thank everyone for watching. Again, the next show will be next Friday. Or fuck it, maybe do another episode this Friday. Fuck it, why not? Give you guys two shows. I mean, I missed a bunch of shows because I got sick, so. But getting healthy. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Please tell your friends and family on how to listen to the show. The show is also on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, wherever podcasts are heard. It's on Google Play. Download it. It helps me out when people download the show and they listen to it, because hey, I get paid by ads that run on the show, on the podcast end. And anyways, as always, from my house to your house. Oops. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Facebook leads the industry in stopping bad actors online. That's because they've invested $13 billion in teams and technology to enhance safety over the last 5 years. It's working. In just the past few months, they've taken down 1.7 billion fake accounts to stop bad actors from doing harm. But working to reduce harmful and illicit content on their platforms is never done. Learn more about how they're helping people connect and share safely at about.fb.com/safety.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.